Welcome to the podcast, Tony Fraser-Jones, your host here with my man, Phil Smith.
G'day, mate. How we doing?
Good, man. Good. Well, I'm doing well, but there's some interesting times afoot.
Oh, yes, there definitely is. Yeah. And I think, you know, with everything going on in the world, you know, as we all know, you know, there are rising fuel costs. There's also a lot of other shortages that are happening in the world. There's a lot of economic uncertainty and honestly a lot of fear out there. And I think, you know, your team is not immune to this. And so while we've covered in the past, you know, things that, you know, are happening to you and things happening to your business and what you can do about it, today what I wanted to cover was, you know, what you need to do with your team, because they feel this stuff too. They're not unaware. They're watching the news. They're hearing about this stuff. They're seeing the stress in you. And I think it's more important than ever to lead from the front, lead well, and, you know, help your team through this tough time for a lot of reasons, really.
Yeah, well, the world is crying out for leadership in many ways. And in some areas we're seeing it, and in some areas it's a challenge. But at your, you know, in your world, you are the person people look up to. You know, you're their employer. You're the most experienced person that they come across, you know, on a daily basis. And so it's important that they feel reassured by you. And this puts a lot of onus on you. You've really got to get your own shit together.
Yeah.
Even though you don't feel like it all the time, you know, like the duck paddling under the water, but kind of serene on the top, that's very important, because we don't want to have the team fall to bits just because we just can't handle the stress of the thing. So I think that's, it's good we talk about this today, because there's definitely some stuff you can do here. You don't have to solve all the problems, but it's about how you go about the communication, I think, is the key part.
That's exactly it. You don't have to have the answer for everything, but you need to be able to communicate well, you know, to help your team through this tough time. And this really reminds me of, you know, we were talking the other night about, the other day.
Kids.
Yeah, kids. Right? Oh. And bedtimes and
bedtimes
fears.
Well, I know. How old's Brooklyn now? She's
Brooklyn's six.
Yeah, well, Evie is eight. Yeah. Same issues. So pretty much every night when put Evie to bed, and I know you've said the same with Brooklyn, is like they're scared, they're anxious, and they're like, well, you know, are there monsters?
You're like, no, darling, no, then monsters don't exist.
No monsters. I've checked under the bed, no monsters, you know.
Well, actually, monsters check under the bed for me, so
okay, you know, there you go. That's right. Are there ghosts?
No,
not so much.
No,
and the next thing is, what happens if someone comes and robs us?
Ooh, that's tough.
That's tough, because there are robbers.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, as a parent to a child, you reassure them. You're like, nah, look, love, this is a very safe house. We've got an alarm system. Like, all the doors are locked. This is a really safe area. Like, there's no chance of robbers coming here. And you reassure them, and they're like, okay, that's fine. And big cuddle, and they go to sleep. But let's be honest, you can't guarantee there's not going to be a robber.
Of course not.
It could happen. And it does happen, but our job as a parent is to reassure our kids, to make sure that they feel safe and secure. That's our job. And that's a better outcome than giving them the, you know, the whole point that it might actually happen, because that's not going to help in any way at all.
Well, I think it's about the balance, right?
That's right.
Like, you're not going to lie to your kid and say robbers don't exist.
Yeah.
You're also not going to, you know, absolutely bollocks your kid and say, yeah, robbers don't exist, but like, or robbers exist, but they would never come here because I'm lying again, right? And so I think the key with this is it's about being honest, but in a reassuring way that helps them to, you know, feel at ease and actually just get on with living their life. And again, it's not about having the right answer. There's often not a right answer. It's about not avoiding the conversation. And again, like for you, you might say, hey, we have an alarm system. For me, I might say, you know, dad's got a shotgun and nunchucks, and, you know, that'd be wise not to come here, whatever it might be. Point is like, the reason doesn't actually matter. All right. It's not about a right answer. It's about not avoiding the conversation, but helping them feel at ease.
And having that conversation.
Yep. That's what we're here to talk about today. Yep. And I think the key is if you avoid leadership at a time like this, you run into some issues.
Yeah, you do. Well, the first thing is that your team, you know, they see a vacuum. And in a vacuum, all sorts of bad stuff can happen. Speculation, guessing, you know, second guessing, uncertainty, anxiety really exist in a vacuum. And we can't really afford that at this time, because you think about your team, they're going through all the same fears that you are in a way. Maybe yours are on a slightly bigger scale because you're worried about your business, but they're worried about their business, which is their job and their home and their life.
Yeah.
As well. And like, well, what happens if my job disappears? I can see where, you know, we've got less work, and this whole thing happens in their head. So they're starting to stress out.
Yeah.
And that can lead to them focusing on that stuff and not actually doing a great job, which is what you really need them to do at the moment. So your productivity can go down, your motivation of your team can go down, you know, people can go into quite a dark place.
Yeah. You can start losing staff as well. I mean, cost of living going up and everything, you know, they start needing, well, feeling like they need that extra dollar an hour. And if someone else is looking like they're not freaking out, A, B, their work's not slowing down, and C, they're willing to offer another dollar an hour, then that person who wasn't attractive before can become attractive now. And you can lose staff if you don't lead well through this. So I mean, that's another problem.
It is. So definitely some stuff can happen. And, you know, at the moment, I guess the key thing is you need your team to be as strong as possible. And if you don't provide leadership, that's probably not going to happen. That's the key thing. Yeah. You really need them to be on point.
Yeah, absolutely. And so on the other hand, you know, if we lead well through this time, a lot of benefits.
Yeah, yeah. Well, number one, we know we're stepping up to the plate. That's important because you feel like you're doing what you need to. Number two, your team's reassured. They know that there's a plan. They feel that they can trust you and they're going to do a better job for you.
Yeah.
And they're going to dig in. And you'll probably find that you've put money in their emotional bank account because at some stage during this process, if it's extended, you might need to take some money out. There might be some things you ask of them that are a little bit difficult. And so you need to build up that kind of that emotional bank account as well. I think that's super important.
Yeah, 100%. And so I think the thing is like if we're doing the right things, we're leading strongly through this, there is actually a lot to gain. And more importantly is your team will make it through this in a more profitable, more efficient and happier, more engaged way. And you actually come through the other side thriving, whereas a lot of people are really going to struggle. So, I think about where to start with this. And it's funny how often solutions in life have to start with you.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, I think about telling Brooklyn or for you telling Evie, everything's going to be all right. It's really hard to do that when I'm not in a good state of mind myself. Not because I don't know what to say, but because it just doesn't come out right and things. So I think number one is you have to look after yourself.
Yeah, your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health at these sort of times is critical. And I know it's not easy. We're business owners. We're all business owners. And so we've faced these challenges. And I've been through several cycles like this. And this is the key thing is like, what am I doing to make sure that I'm doing something to feel strong physically? Because that, number one, gives me energy. Number two, gives me endorphins. Number three, feels like I'm in control. I've got discipline of myself. Mm. And so I would suggest that's very critical at this time. It's very easy to kind of let the stress response drag you into drinking, smoking, eating shit food.
Yeah,
that's very easy to happen, and that's a downward spiral. You've got to be quite disciplined and say, hey, I'm actually going to commit to going to the gym, or I'm going to commit to going for a run. Or even if it's a walk, like a walk is great. You go walk for an hour, that does a lot for your mind.
Yeah.
And so I think committing to your physical fitness is absolutely massive at this time because that actually gives you energy and it allows you to control something, which is important.
Yeah. So and I also think in a time like this, like you actually hit the nail on the head. I want to reiterate that is in a time that's super stressful, when you're full of uncertainty and you need to show up as your best leader, drinking, smoking and eating bad food are things that are going to really, really make it tough for you. Mm. Like, so I'm not saying, never have a drink again or never have McDonald's again. I'm saying it's a good idea to think about limiting that stuff, if not cutting it out. When you're in a time like this, because now more than ever, you need to show up as your best self and none of that stuff's going to complement that. So I think that's an important
drink point. Drink a lot of water and less energy drinks because they mess your nervous system up. They're kind of stimulating you a lot.
And it's going to be hard to control yourself.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to control yourself. It takes a lot of energy. So physical is important. Mental, it's like, hey, how am I going mentally? Like, am I really freaked out here?
Mm.
Because if you're really freaked out, it's hard to fake positivity when you're really in turmoil yourself. So what can you do to actually become a bit calmer? That's a massive
thing. Well, one thing I think that's really important is we're talking about opening a line of communication with your team so that your team can talk about all their fears, because actually like when you're communicating your fears, they become less scary. Thing is that you need that line too. And so, whether this is a friend, a mentor, someone else outside of your staff, your team, because you don't want to be doing this back to your team that could incite more fear. But you need someone to talk to about this as well. And that's going to really help you to unburden yourself, to talk about things, to get clear and feel less weighed down. And then that way you can show up as your best self. Not to mention this trusted person might actually give you some really good viewpoints that you could use with your team. So that's going to make it easier, right?
And this is important. And I think you've got to be very aware as a business owner, you might have a bunch of people in your team and you've got a key person in your team who's kind of like a friend and your 2IC or, your main person. Be very careful about unloading on them.
Yeah.
Because you'll think you're unloading on them in a safe space and it kind of, it's confidentiality, but it's not.
Yeah, you're still their leader.
Yeah, and that information will leach out from them to other people. That's just normal. They're not even trying to be bad or anything. That just happens. Yeah, things come out. So I think that's massive. And like in our coaching group, that's a big part of what we're doing at the moment is, hey, we're in this together. We can acknowledge where things are at. Here's the things you can do. And acknowledging there's a problem and having someone outside yourself to talk to about it is a massive help. So I think that's huge.
And I think the last one on looking after yourself is sleep. Like, man, I know it's stressful time. I know sometimes, you just want to sit up and watch a movie. I know that sometimes you're sitting up and you're scrolling on your phone because you're trying to keep up with updates about what's happening overseas. I'm like, just stop, man. You need to sleep. Like broken sleep, bad sleep, limited sleep. None of this is going to help you show up your best. And so the more you can prioritize sleep during a time like this, the more you should.
Yeah, and on the scrolling thing, like I know we're all in this world, but I know when I get stressed, I scroll more, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's not helpful. So try and get off your phone, you know, 8 o'clock at night. Just put it away, get some downtime just to let your mind settle, because every time you see stuff, it'll drive up your, you know, your emotional system. The cortisol shoots up, and that really makes it hard to sleep. So give yourself a break, you know.
But Tony, really my phone is my alarm clock. Oh, get an alarm clock.
Get an alarm clock. Get that phone out of your bedroom. Two things happen in bedrooms, mate, sleep and sex. You know that.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, next one for me, I think, is transparency. Like, this is really a talk about communication. And I think, again, we don't have to have all the answers, but we need to be willing to talk about stuff. So, you know, for me, this begins with a transparency on where they're at. You know, are they worried about their finances, cost of living going up? Cool, well, let's talk about that. You know, how are you budgeting at the moment? Do you want help with that? Like, saying, hey, mate, you know what? I've had to make some cutbacks at the moment as well. Like, this is what I'm doing. You know, have you tried this? Have you tried that? But talking about it. It's not about they're struggling for money, you got to pay them more. So if they're, you know, struggling for money, it's like, let's talk about it, and let's talk about how you can budget. You know, it's just talking about it. If they're scared about, you know, things that are happening around the world, it's like, well, let's talk about it. If they're scared about job security, so let's talk about it. But I think it's opening that line of communication and keeping them up to date with, A, what's going on in the business, what's tough, but B, what you're doing about it. So they know that, you know, you're not just sitting back and letting their future, you know, be cautioned to the wind.
Yeah, if you can show them your plan, doesn't have to be a perfect plan, but a plan is very powerful. So it might be, hey, this is what I'm doing with the suppliers. This is what I've negotiated with them. This is what we're doing. Hey, we've managed to get some different payment terms, or we're working with a bunch of different suppliers, so that's what we're doing there. Hey, you've noticed that the phone hasn't been ringing as much, and we haven't been quoting as much work or bidding on as many jobs. Hey, this is what we're doing. We've decided that we're going to go focus on this type of work, and we're really pushing into marketing in that area. This is what we're doing, 1, 2, 3, 4. And you tell them, just be really transparent. They're like, okay, this guy's cool, got a plan.
There's a plan.
There's something happening here.
That's
right. And I feel reassured.
Yeah.
And it, you don't have to make stuff up. Just tell them what you're actually doing. If you're not doing anything, well, that's another question. You probably need to do something, because action is the antidote to fear. Mm. Now, if you're fear and you're paralyzed, that's a problem. You take action, but just tell them the action that you're taking. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and instead of bullshitting, you know, if you've got an area of concern that you don't yet have a plan for, then you can even say that, hey, this is an area where I'm not 100% settled on what we're going to do yet. So this is what I'm looking into. This is where I'm looking for answers. You know, we're going to have a plan for this very shortly, but, you know, for the moment, hey, I'm still figuring that one out.
Yeah.
But even that's okay, because at least they know you are not lying to them. You're being transparent. You're telling them what's going on, which means that if you're not lying about that, you're also not lying about the stuff you did have a plan for. And it actually gives even more credibility to the fact that you're taking action and that you're, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns with their future. And it helps them to feel really reassured. And this leads me to the next thing, is that when you've got a plan of what you're going to do, involve them in it, because agency is so important. Like, feeling like you have some control over life is so important. And I think this is definitely important to your team. And so while it's important for them to know you have a plan, if there's something that they can do to implement that plan, they're going to feel that control, feel like they, you know, they have some say and some action over their own outcomes. And so a lot of the time we think, well, my team won't be able to do this stuff though. Well, they might not be able to do the whole strategy, but they could definitely do part of it, you know, or they could give you some ideas for it, you know, whatever. You can involve them. The minute they get involvement breeds commitment, right?
Yeah, and you never know what idea you might get. It may not be the perfect idea, but sometimes it's the kernel of inspiration that you need to actually get the big idea. And so if you involve your team, that's massive. Like you said, you don't have to have all the answers. Just make sure they know that you are working on stuff. And I think the communication rhythms are key here. So in a time of crisis, you have to over-communicate. And the risk people run is they tend to under-communicate because they're so busy running around trying to sort everything out that they forget about taking the team with them. And leadership is about communication. So if you have team meetings, toolbox meetings, if you're doing 20s with your team, performance reviews, all that sort of stuff, you need to do them all. Do not miss them. And maybe you need to add in something else, which is like, hey, we're having an all-hands meeting this week to talk about where we're at. That's okay. That's time and money well spent. That's leadership, because you're actually front-footing stuff. Remember, nature abhors a vacuum, and if there's a vacuum, bad stuff happens in a vacuum. So you've got to fill it with information.
This reminds me of during World War II, the King of England got on the radio every single night and gave an update, right? Like, and so I think the key with this is that wasn't a thing, right? Like beforehand and after, this didn't happen. It wasn't a normal thing to get regular updates from the king. But on the radio, you know, you were able to tune in and just get an update, just hear the voice of leadership, just think, you know what, I know what's going on, someone's doing something.
Someone's got this covered.
Yeah, so yep. The thing is like, number one here is don't let go of your normal communication rhythms. Like, these need to happen now more than ever. And if you have to add some, this is actually really a good thing, as you said, because, you know, in a time of difficulty, people want to be communicated with more. And so I think don't overlook that. And hey, look, if there's any of these communication rhythms you are not doing in your business yet, maybe you haven't followed us for a while, you should like, follow and share. Point is like, now's a really good time to start, because they're going to need you more than ever, and they need to hear from you and know what's going on.
Yeah, 100%.
Which brings me to the next one is, you need to make sure that you still focus on the future. And so when we're communicating, I think during a difficult time, it's really easy to get stuck in the here and now. You know, I mean, what's more important than what's going on right now? We have a potential crisis on our hands. But the hard part is that people want to know that everything is going to be okay. And they want to know that, you know, the world is not going to end. And so the thing is, it's like, it's always important to talk about vision, where we're going, how things will look in the future, what this means for the team. It's important now more than ever, because that's telling them that, hey, not only are we going to get through this, but I'm still thinking about where we're going. I'm still thinking about the future. I'm still thinking about what comes after all this mess. And this is still going to be a very bright future for you. And this is critical to people at all times, but absolutely critical now more than ever.
Yeah. And the thing here, I can remember actually when I was a kid, I was a bit of an anxious kid, still an anxious adult, to be honest.
What?
Anyway,
no.
Yeah, and I was having a real tough time. And I remember my mum would sit with me for hours at night, and all she'd say is, it'll be okay. Yeah, things will work out. And this went on for a few weeks. You know, as your kids, you get in a bit of a rut sometimes. She had no idea whether it was going to be okay or how it would work out. But the fact that she kept telling me that meant it did.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same as leaders. If we can, you know, reassure people, give them confidence, then they're going to help us do the stuff that needs to happen to get through. So it kind of feels like you're doing, you know, a bit of smoke and mirrors, but you're not. That's what leadership is about. It's about giving people certainty and keeping them moving forward in a direction, you know, in the right direction, the right general direction. That's what we want. So don't underestimate how powerful it is to give them that reassurance, that certainty, and help them, you know, realize that things are going to be okay, because that will make them okay.
Well, I think the thing is there are tough times in life all the time. And what gets us through tough times is understanding there's a brighter future, and, and having a faith in that.
Yep.
You know, right down to death, it's like actually the more faith you have, the
easier death is,
right? But so I think the key is it's just the same here. Is, you know, when you're lacking faith in anything, you know, you're going to seek leadership to restore your faith so that you can get through a hard time. And so the reality is that's what they need from you here. They need you to help them, you know, keep their faith in a future that is still bright, a future that's not full of disaster and war and all this difficult stuff. And so I think the key is that future does exist, but that faith can waver. And your job as a leader is to keep that faith strong. And that's really what we're talking about today, through communication, involvement, brightness of future, and just focusing on what you can control now and keeping them in that. I think that's really the key. And if you lead well through this tough time, like, man, like, you're going to be fine.
Yep.
And your business will be fine, your team will be fine, they'll work real hard, and you'll get through this.
Yep.
You know, whereas I think the key to success through this time for me really, you know, pivots on your leadership.
And yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Exactly right. And the fact that you give them that faith and confidence means they'll take action. And action is the antidote to fear. Action is what gets you through tough times.
Yeah.
Just sitting there and freezing means you die, basically. You cat in the headlights, you get run over.
Absolutely.
So your leadership will help them take action, will help you take action, and action's what you need to succeed. It's that simple.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we said some good stuff. Should we land this plane?
Well, key to success in tough times is to provide leadership, to reassure people, to communicate with them, to over-communicate with them so they understand that you've got their back, that there is a future, that they can trust in that future, and that they take the action that's needed to actually get you guys to the successful place you want to go. Thanks heaps for listening. Catch you all again next time.
See you later.
Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie podcast.